Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Tova Brand over at the Danish Museum of Danish America. Good morning to you, Tova.
Good morning, LaVon.
Tova, you have a really warm event coming up. Even the name is warm. So tell us when and where and why.
Yes, we are having a Christmas Hygge open house on this Thursday, December 12th. And we're staying open a little extra later into the evening until 7 p.m. This is a chance to invite everyone, it's free admission, to come over to the museum, enjoy some holiday festivities, some music and snacks and beverages, enjoy some family-friendly activities, maybe some stories. And the whole idea of Christmas Hygge is really that Danish term hygge, which kind of combines all of those meanings of coziness and hospitality and sharing an experience with the people you care about. And it's something that Danes do all year round, but especially at this time of year, when the days are short and the weather is perhaps not very nice outside. You want to get in and gather together and just really enjoy some direct, authentic time together.
Okay. And hygge, spelled H-Y-G-G-E. I've been seeing around, I guess, especially decorating. You know, people, the decorators are saying this is a term that, you know, relates to just what you were talking about, to make your home feel that way, as well as the food and the, when you get together, how you react and so on. So I think it's, if people have not seen that, you may be looking for it. H-Y-G-G-E, hygge. Let's all think about that at this special time of year when families do get together. So
yeah, that's right. And the thing about hygge is that decorators use the term to kind of create a certain style of environment or a certain atmosphere, but the style alone doesn't make hygge. Mm-hmm. It's how you enjoy the space and the activities that you do either by yourself or with other people. Hygge is more of a value of something to aspire to, that you want to experience hygge, and the soft sheepskin rugs on the floor and the wool blankets all might contribute to that, but it takes you and kind of your mindset to really achieve hygge.
Take some warm bodies, those people who in there who really make it work. So
exactly.
Did you say there's going to be some refreshments?
That's right. Yes, we're going to have some snacks, and we're going to have some of the key holiday beverage in Scandinavia is glögg, and so we'll be serving glögg. That is, we serve a non-alcoholic version based on cranberry juice, but it's usually a warmed spiced wine, and we might have some wine that you can add to your own. So we'll have both options available. But glögg is something that in Scandinavia you might find even outdoors, sold at a kind of food stall. That you can carry around a cup of glögg while you're going through an outdoor Christmas market, and it really warms you up from the inside. But it's very tasty just to enjoy a mug sitting indoors as well. So we'll be serving glögg and some other hors d'oeuvres. We also have a special presenter in the afternoon at 2 o'clock. Kathy Wilson is a historian from Eastern Iowa, and she's traveling over to give a special presentation called The Man Who Invented Christmas. And she's telling the story of Charles Dickens and his writing of A Christmas Carol, which is a story we all know so well about Ebenezer Scrooge and his transformation over the Christmas season. But Kathy Wilson will be really talking about how so many of the traditions and the activities that Dickens describes in A Christmas Carol have come to define what we think of as how to celebrate Christmas. But some of those were really not widely practiced in Dickens' day. So it'll be an interesting historical look at what what we take for granted now, but actually was kind of a a call to action on Dickens' part to kind of make Christmas a special time where we really think about others and take care of others as well.
And I hear many people now trying to do that same kind of thing. We need a lot more of it, but there are organizations, there are individuals. I was talking to some people who said, well, now when grandma gives a gift, it's money, but there's an expectation of giving part of that away and telling about where you gave it to and why. So passing on that feeling of giving to others that he started looking at the world.
Exactly. Yeah. It's certainly a time of the year when the needs are great, but it's a time of the year when a lot of us really think, too, about how the season of giving can extend beyond maybe just the people we know personally.
And perhaps beyond the Christmas season would be a good thing to establish that habit. So it could be kind of the kickoff. So, okay, we've talked about refreshments. We've talked about the giving. What about shopping? Talking about giving, this might be an opportunity to do a little shopping.
It is. If you still have people on your list that need a special gift for the season, our design store has some really wonderful, wonderful, special, and unique items. And the design store will be open, you know, until 7 o'clock as well. Whether it's holiday decorations, like the little Nissa figures, which are kind of the elves in Scandinavia with the tall pointed hats, they're just darling. A lot of things like kitchenwares, cookbooks, history books, jewelry, other house, home decorating things, things related to the garden and the prairie. We have a lot of items in the store that relate to that as well. So whether you have a bird watcher in your life or a gardener, we can help you out with getting a really unique item that they can enjoy through the year. So it's definitely a great shopping opportunity. And if you shop in person, you save all of those shipping costs. So
stop in and see
what we've got.
Because, of course, we could go online and look at that catalog also. You have several ways that people can connect with the Museum of Danish America online.
We do, yes. Our shop inventory is online, as well as a lot of our content and stories and exhibition information. If there's something you see online and you want to call and have it set aside for Thursday, you can then pick it up in person. Our design store manager would be happy to help you with that. And I should also note that this is one of the last opportunities to see our major new exhibit called New Nordic Cuisine, which is also kind of appropriate for the season because a lot of us eat our way through the holidays in some ways. But our new national traveling exhibition is still on view, but only through January 5th. So this is a great opportunity to see it, to enjoy that story of food in the Nordic countries in the last couple decades. And if you have guests visiting during the holidays, bring them over and have them enjoy the exhibit while it's still here in Elkhorn, because then it will start touring nationally for the next few years.
Yes, and people may not know that if they're not familiar with the museum, that you sometimes have exhibits that have come from other places, and then there are some that you create and send around the country and perhaps the world. So that's
exactly
it's a way of having access to more kinds of exhibits.
It is, and it's also a way that we can reach people who can't always travel all the way to Elkhorn to see what's new and the stories that we're sharing. So it really works both ways, and it's a wonderful way for us to make sure that we're staying in front of a national audience.
Okay. Remind us again, date, time, place.
This Thursday, December 12th. Free admission at the museum. The activities will start at 2 o'clock with a presentation by Kathy Wilson called The Man Who Invented Christmas. And then we'll stay open all through the afternoon and into the evening until 7 p.m. So you still have time. If you get off of work at 5, you can come on over to the museum. The weather looks pretty decent, maybe a couple of snow flurries, but nothing too terrible, nothing to stop us from driving around. this time of year. So we look forward to welcoming folks for a little extra Christmas season festivities, and hope to see everyone at the museum.
Okay, Hygge Holiday Open House. We'll hope to see you there. Thank you very much, Tova Brandt, for visiting with us. And
thanks, Levon.
Until next time, here's the thought. Happy is the one who has learned to hold the things of this world with a loose grip.